Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Welcome to Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is Saturday,
March 23rd.
Yeah. I was like, December 23rd.
Yeah, Jesus.
We're going back in time.
Yeah, it's cold again.
Yeah, it's cold. There is some sun out, sort of.
Yeah.
I guess. I just got back from Comic-Con on
Monday. Yeah, we had a little hiatus there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think there was a hiatus. We had our 200th episode, finally.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
No shows.
Nice.
It was very long. And lots of craziness.
Yeah, good.
So I hope you all liked it.
Just like a live show should be.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do another one another time with less people and more order.
Okay. We could do that. We could go the other way. More people.
More people.
Yeah. We'll just hand out 40 wireless microphones to everyone in the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
It'd be in total chaos.
Yeah, that would be an easy sound thing for Will to do, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he'd really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Hear that, Will? 40 microphones. Get
what
on
he loves
it.
Doing.
Yeah.
Just a 40-track recording. People just talking over each other.
Oh, God.
How was Emerald City Comic Con?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was also chaotic.
Yeah,
lots
sure.
of people. It even was even bigger this year. They made the floor even huger. Huger? Is that a word?
Yeah.
More huge?
I
feel like I can't even say the word huge anymore because of Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, he says huge the way that like weird East Coast rich people do.
Huge. I think Paul says it that way,
huge,
too.
And
huge,
and they say instead of ruin, they say ruined.
Rune.
It's rune.
Rune.
Blue bloods.
Jesus. Well, it was a very big floor with 2 hotels worth of activities and people. I talked a lot. I couldn't even talk when I got back on Monday.
Yeah.
I had no voice left anymore. But it was great.
Are there any cool celebrity sightings?
No.
Lame celebrity sightings? Rob Liefeld sightings?
I did see Rob Liefeld
really?
On the street.
Well.
We were bar conning it up.
Yeah.
And we just went across the street to the video game, whatever, one of those places where you play video games and drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they had the worst drinks ever. They actually served them in like a sippy cup.
Ew, that sucks. The tiny ones?
The tiny little cups.
Dude, comedy clubs do that sometimes with their beers where they give you what's basically like a 10-ounce beer. So it like looks like a regular beer glass, uh-huh. and then you go to pick it up and you're like, oh, it's closer to me than I thought it was based on the size of it. It's just a scaled down beer mug.
Yeah.
It's like $12 for a 10-ounce beer.
Little tiny plastic cup.
Oh,
like
gross.
Not even a real glass. And it was still like $10.
That sucks.
Made of the worst alcohol possible.
Yeah.
And they had like specials like, here's the Emerald City Green drink.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, I guess I'll have this Midori vodka laced rum drink. It was awful. It tasted like Windex.
Ew.
Blech.
Yeah, Midori's gross.
Yeah, Midori's not the best. It was just the most appetizing thing at the time.
Yeah.
I should have just got a beer.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had 4 of those. And then we left. And we're like, hey, it's Rob Liefeld.
Went and gave Rob Liefeld a piece of your mind.
Let's go chase him down the street.
Four Midori cocktails,
yes.
Just shouting at him.
Pretty much. He ran away very quickly.
I always feel bad for that dude because, like, I don't know. He's kind of a douche, I guess.
Maybe he's nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
He definitely was not hanging out with anybody in real life.
Yeah.
He just went back to his hotel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone else was cool and hung out at the bar con.
Yeah. I mean, that's half the fun of that thing, right? Just hanging out with everybody afterwards.
Yeah. He was not. So that makes him a little douchey, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's better than everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or
I'm sorry, Rob Liefeld.
About
maybe I'm just assuming. Why did you hang out with the rest of us?
Yeah.
Zdarsky was there.
Yeah.
He's fun.
I bet Rob Liefeld knows that he's kind of a punchline and maybe feels a little self-conscious about it.
Probably.
Although in the interviews that I've seen with him, he doesn't seem like a guy with that kind of self-awareness. But those are all from like the ones I've seen, at least, are from like the early 90s when he was like king shit of everything.
Yeah.
We at also like just, age 24 or
I
whatever.
Think he ended up signing that big Netflix deal after all.
Oh.
So he also just pulled in that big fucking Netflix money.
Netflix, so. Man.
I don't know what they're going to do with
that. Yeah. What properties are they going to adapt? Like
Youngblood was already signed away to something else, like a Fox deal or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I guess that's now Disney.
Yeah.
So it's all the really bad ones.
And he was never a good like storyteller. He just had like a visual style that was sort of innovative at the time.
Yeah.
And like, how is that going to translate to a live action TV show?
I don't know. It's just going to be a big guy with a big gun with lots of pockets.
What if the Rob Liefeld thing bankrupts Netflix?
Oh, maybe,
and that's
yeah.
It. Like, no more Netflix after this. It's a bad
Everyone
play.
Cancels their subscription. I saw this one show and I was like, yeah, that's
yeah,
done.
No, thanks.
I'm good. I'll stick with Hulu. They own Disney owns them anyways, right?
Yeah, and like all the Marvel properties are going to be on the Disney thing.
Yeah,
and
they just actually, that's going to be one in our news stories
ooh.
Later. There's some interesting Daredevil news coming out with Drew Goddard, who is the showrunner.
Yeah,
signed a deal.
Sweet.
So we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh man, if they bring Daredevil over, that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
because like they need to make more seasons.
Mm-hmm. That last season was so good.
Yeah.
They can't end it there.
Yeah, like it took a little dip in season two, but then season three was right back in there.
Oh,
and
yeah, definitely.
Man.
I don't think those actors are doing anything yet.
Yeah. I haven't seen
Charlie
anything
Cox.
Else. Yeah. Is
name.
He the main guy?
Yeah, he's the main guy. He's Daredevil. I don't think yet. Yeah, I don't think. I'm not like following his IMDb like religiously.
Yeah.
That's it on my phone. I just have notifications. What's Charlie Cox doing
set
right
a
now?
Google alert.
Yeah.
Charlie Cox.
Yeah, three movies coming out in 2020. We did have some comics. I read some things that came out this week.
Got a couple things from this week and one thing from last week that was so good that I wanted to at least like give it a plug real quick.
What was the thing that came out last week?
The one from last week. I think it was last week or maybe the week before was Morning in America.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
The new Mags Visaggio book drawn by Claudia Aguirre, colored by Zach Sam from Oni Press. Issue number one came out last week or the week before.
It was the week
maybe?
Before, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been so good. I was really happy. The quality of it.
I really
like
love the layouts in that book.
Yeah, me too. I liked everything about the art.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another. It sort of reminded me of the story, like of like Paper Girls meets Monster Squad. But for like it's a little more graphic. Like wouldn't. The opening
definitely than Monster Squad.
Yeah, the opening dialogue is one of the characters talking about giving someone a BJ.
not for children.
Yeah, no, not at all. But it follows a group of like sort of like the bad girls at their high school. Like the juvenile delinquents.
Right.
And there's a mystery afoot. People are disappearing, possibly getting snatched up by monsters. So it's less sci-fi, more like supernatural monster related, it looks like.
Yeah.
And the police aren't investigating it. So these four girls decide they're going to take matters into their own hands.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I think it's like they did a really good job of introducing everybody in the first issue. Cool dialogue. The coloring is awesome.
Yeah, it's the same artist from Kim and Kim, but I really like the art a lot better in this. Not to say that I didn't like the art in Kim and Kim, but it was just a little too cartoony for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think she's really stepped up her game in this one. Maybe the rendering and the color is a little bit better in this one as well. But it's just completely different than Kim and Kim.
Yeah.
And I really like it.
Me too. Everything about it was awesome, and I would highly recommend it to any, over the age of 17. 16, 17.
Not 17, okay.
Yeah.
God, Jesse, we're so, like, lame now. What
yeah,
were we reading
true.
When we were 16?
That is, like, one of my dreads working at the store. I don't think it's happened yet. But, like, having a kid come up with, like, an issue of Zombie Tramp or something and having to be the person that's like, I can't do it, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've had to do that with Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a 14-year-old. And just being like, is your mom here?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And they're like, no, but I watch it. And I'm like,
can't do it.
You look really young.
Yeah. Because I would rather have a kid mad at me for not selling them a comic book than a parent mad at me for, selling them a comic book. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, kids.
And luckily, nothing that we carry is like super graphic ever, but.
Well, up here.
Crossed. Yeah,
yeah, and there's some stuff
that.
Up
but
here, for
crossed.
Sure. I'm staring at mail call right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. M-A-L-E call.
Yeah.
But it's a picture of a lady on the front.
Sure is.
It's confusing.
A sexy Betty Page like lady.
Yeah, she's wearing a dress, maybe? I don't know what that is.
Half of a dress.
It's a fabric covering, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. A partial dress.
Yeah, it's like the style of clothing that can only exist in a drawing.
Yeah, in a male gaze drawing.
Yeah, only works on.
Too. It's fine.
Two-dimensional women.
The new Sunstone came out this week as well.
Oh, the Shepherd Shish. That's actually how you say his name. Shepherd Shish.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
Yeah, Stjepan Sejic, I think.
Is it Stjepan?
Yeah, Stjepen.
Oh, I just didn't know that's how you said it.
I think it
is. I thought it was just Stephen.
I mean, that's the Americanized version of it.
I've been calling him Stephen to his face this whole time. I've never met him before.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has.
I think he was just a ghost.
He's like a shut-in. It's him and his wife.
It's him and his wife drawing sex comics all day.
Just hornily drawing all day.
Yes, the new Sunstone came out. It is mightily sexy, speaking of sexy things.
How many volumes of that thing are going to be, man?
Oh, well, there's six right now.
It's I guess.
It's fine. I guess it's like people talk about it. I've never actually read any of them.
Yeah,
I've
just
looked through some and read some of the dialogue. And it seems like pretty healthy. Like S&M,
well,
like book, they don't like talk down to each other or anything like that. But I do wish there was like some different looking characters in it.
He does kind of draw one type of woman and one type of man.
Yes. They're very healthy, athletic looking, sexy people.
Yeah, totally.
And like he could draw some different types.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe some different races as well.
Oh, sure.
That would be nice.
I will say, like, at least his style isn't the, like, super exaggerated, like, Frank Cho, where he draws one massively, unrealistically muscular man and a lady with unimaginably huge boobs, and that's pretty much it.
You know, one thing I do have to say about Frank Cho is at least he draws women that are a little bigger.
That's true. Yeah, like reasonably proportioned.
Yeah.
Not super,
super, super skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, like the John Byrne style. Jim Lee's early days, like the 90s Jim Lee women.
Woo-hoo. Or, yeah, Campbell.
Holy moly. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Literally a toothpick of a waist. I don't even know how they stand.
Yeah.
Literally could just fall over at any point.
Yeah, like a Barbie doll, like something that could not exist in our physical reality.
Yep, they would die.
Which I guess you get to do when you're just drawing stuff.
You can draw whatever you want, I guess so. But yeah, I'd like to see some different proportioned ladies in those Sunstone books. That came out.
we did not read.
Which I did not read, but it'd be nice to see. Maybe I'd read one.
Yeah.
Those are definitely 18 and over, though.
Yeah, totally.
Do not buy those for your children. I read something from Aftershock this week.
Oh, I saw that, but we only had one copy of it, so I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, we had more than that.
Yeah.
I guess they bought them this week. It's a vampire, because remember, vampires are back.
Right, true.
Yep, so I'm sticking on to the vampires are back shtick. So this is called Dark Red, number one, from Tim Seeley and Corin Howell.
Oh, Tim Seeley.
Tim Seeley.
Nice.
Who's that? Colorist is Mark Englert. And letter is Marshall Dillon. The cover was by Aaron Campbell. I don't know who that is. Anyways, it's a vampire book. It was okay.
Yeah.
For a first issue, not too much happens. It's about basically a little redneck town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vampire working at a quickie mart.
Okay, I kind of like that angle on vampire stuff, because like not all vampires can be like living in gothic castles. Like some of them just have jobs like regular people.
Yeah, they got to make money.
Sucks because you have to work graveyard shift because you can't be out during the day.
Exactly, so that's
like,
why.
Yeah, it's a tough life, and like I like the idea of like just mundane vampires.
Yeah. And he does a good setup where he doesn't have to explain their powers. Mm-hmm. He shows it instead of explaining.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I appreciate that because I do hate when people explain everything.
Yeah, it's like, you know that I have psychic powers. Yeah. And like trying to do it through dialogue.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly. And instead, there's like some Hicks like bothering him, and he uses his gaze upon them to make them go away.
Damn, that's like the beginning of Con Air. When he kills those men who are harassing him for being a warrior. That's one of my favorite beginnings of any movie.
I could see Nicolas Cage in this in this role.
Yeah, he could do that. He looks pretty downtrodden.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just mopping up some vomit in this one. There's a pretty good scene where his manager like makes him stay overtime, and he's like, "There's only one rule that I've set up at this job: is I can't do overtime because he has to get home before the sun comes up."
Yeah.
So another good showing of him being a vampire and what he cannot do. So he gets home like just as like the sun is coming up, and he sets on fire and like has to get underneath his floorboards before he totally burns to death. So it just sets up a bunch of characters. There's also like an evil vampire, it looks like, coming up into the midst, kills a bunch of hunters.
Nice.
So we find out a little bit more about her later.
And our main character is kind of like a neutral, just a guy trying to live his life.
Live his life. He doesn't look like he kills very often anymore. Mm-hmm. He has a human friend who has a rare blood disease where she produces too much blood.
Oh, well, that's fortunate.
Yeah, and that's actually a real disease.
Really?
Yeah. Usually you have to go to like a phlebotomy center and get blood taken out.
Whoa, like once a week or something? Yep. You got to go get drained? Whoa, that's crazy.
So instead, she has a vampire friend who drains her of the blood.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like a symbiotic relationship.
It is. Nice. So I thought that was a pretty cute setup. And then eventually, you know, we meet our bad vampires, some chaos ensues, and that's pretty much the end of this issue. So it was good. It's a pretty decent first vampire book.
Nice. Setting up like a showdown between the main character and the bad guy vampire.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. They basically set up something where he might be like a, you know, higher up in the vampire hierarchy, and you know, this woman is trying to pull him back in, something like that. So I'll read another issue and see if it goes somewhere a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
But I was actually surprised that I liked it as much as I did.
Yeah. Tim Seeley's done horror stuff before, but I don't.
Yeah.
Did he do a run on 30 Days a Night, maybe? Or like one of the spinoff series?
He might have, yeah.
So Steve Niles at first, right?
Yeah. Steve Niles did a lot of it. But he has done some horror stuff before, but mostly he's done a lot of DC stuff.
Yeah. He's got that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comic coming out, too.
Yes, he does.
It's
going
to be tight.
So that was pretty good. Aftershock. Still chug it along.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. They like us here. We were featured on their website this week.
Oh, sweet.
So, thanks, Aftershock.
Yeah.
We both...
Which one? Yeah, you want to do...
Do Invisible Kingdom.
Yeah, Invisible Kingdom number one from Berger Books. The
Dark Horse's
new imprint.
Mm-hmm.
Written by G. Willow Wilson, drawn by Christian Ward.
The amazing Christian Ward.
Yeah, very cool, like a space alien sci-fi thing. Christian Ward, like, gets to sort of show off his creativity, drawing crazy aliens in crazy spaceships wearing crazy hats.
Yeah, that was back to like his more Odyssey style stuff.
Yeah, which
is really, really cool. You said you understood this comic a lot better than I did. I was like, this is insane.
A little bit, yeah. I think I got at least kind of a handle on it. So they start you off with two parallel storylines, and the two main characters are a lady who's flying a space cargo ship with mysterious cargo from a very powerful, sort of like maybe like Amazon-like organization or something.
That's what I got.
And they get some engine trouble and they got to crash land.
Mm-hmm.
She saves her crew, but it looks like the cargo might be damaged. The second story that they introduce us to is a young, like a woman from a planet that's super far away making like a pilgrimage to this, a monastery but for nuns. What are those called? Nunnery.
Is that
the right word?
I think
for it?
So.
Okay, so she's going to become a nun by walking through this like whole, you have to make your way there blindfolded so that you can be part of this like secret order. Secret, I guess everybody knows about it. So she comes all the way from a home planet super far away, and the nuns are happy to have her because people from her planet generally don't make it there very often, but they're like the best storytellers that this sect of nuns has. She's from a planet called Rule, where there are 1, 2, 3, 4 different sexes. Turns out she's the one that's like responsible for reproduction, repopulation, and they're called the down sex. You know what I'm saying? BTF in space. But yeah, so those are our two characters. We have the brand new nun and the cargo ship pilot, cargo ship pilot is like one of the four jobs you can have in cool sci-fi stories. It's like you're either a mercenary, a cargo ship pilot, like a freighter, like a junk collector, like in Aliens,
right.
A bounty hunter. You can be a bounty hunter, and that's it. Those are the only things
you can be
if you're a protagonist in a cool sci-fi story. But so it turns out, The cargo ship has a mysterious cargo that looks like it's kind of a scam to transfer money from the super powerful organization to someone else that we don't know about because there's no actual cargo on board, but there was payment for the cargo. And then we find out that the lady, the brand new nun, finds out, like, it's a weird transmission at the nunnery that the payment... There you go, convent. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, true. Nunnery sounds like you're making it up, though. It's like calling the zoo, like, the animal place. Like, there's a name for it, but you just can't come up with it. So, yeah, it looks like somehow the money is being transferred from this super powerful corporation called Lux
right.
to this particular sect of nuns. For unknown reasons. And when the people, when the cargo ship crew finds out that they were part of like this operation, they'll get really scared because it's like, oh, now they know something they're not supposed to know.
Right.
And it's implied that this is a very powerful organization that will for sure take you out if they have to. So I think probably we're going to see these two storylines line up. The two main characters are going to meet each other somehow and get to the bottom of whatever this conspiracy is.
Do you think the convent is bad? I think that they're definitely going to be a big part of that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Because it's really unclear what they do.
Yeah.
Except for go around being blindfolded and talking about how the truth and the lies and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the churches always end up being bad in the end, right?
That's
they always
true.
End up hiding something.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of a positive... church. I mean, there's like warrior monks and stuff.
Well, yeah.
I guess the Seven to Eternity, the Mosak or whatever they're called.
Oh, right.
The people that got wiped out.
Yeah.
The Jedi, kind of. But they're, yeah, if but they're still in existence, then they're bad.
Right, exactly.
The good ones all get killed. That's how you know.
Exactly. Yeah. If they've been killed, then you know.
You know that they were nice
right.
when they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, Invisible Kingdom number one. I'm pretty excited about this. I think the visual storytelling is really cool. The characters all look cool. Although they did keep referring to how tiny one of the main characters was, but there was never really a panel where you could get a sense of scale.
Of how
so you're just kind of like, well, I guess I'll take your word for it.
I guess you're small.
Sure, you look to be about the same size as everyone else because you're only ever in panels by yourself. But I guess you're tiny because they keep saying that, which was a weird.
It was
that's
weird.
That's got to come into play at
it
some point
to.
Down the line.
I thought, yeah, I had a hard time following some of it, but
yeah.
I think it's absolutely beautiful, for one, and I think it will come together more as it goes along.
Yeah. I think, like once we get like three issues in,
yeah.
we're going to be able to tell what's going on.
Yeah. I also think the Burger Books line is really cool from Dark Horse. However, mm-hmm. I do feel like what else is coming out from Dark Horse that's like good?
Yeah.
Like She Could Fly was great. It was a miniseries, mm-hmm. though, and that was it. And then
yeah, Ice Cream Man's Image. I
no,
just thought
image, yeah.
it's the same artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hellboy's still pretty good.
That's not Burger Books, though.
Yeah,
I think what the else? Other Burger Books is that that water one where she's drowning.
Water. Oh, Girl in the Water.
Girl in the Water.
The oversized one that looks cool. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of Highest House.
Bay.
That's
Girl in the Bay.
One.
Girl in the Bay. That's a Burger House.
Oh, yeah.
Burger House. You're
thinking
Burger Books,
Lady
too.
In the Water.
Lady in the Water.
The
Girl in the Bay, Lady in the Water.
The
I think that is the worst M. Night Shyamalan movie.
For me, it's The Village, for sure, just because the twist at the end was so frustrating.
So bad. I don't even remember what the twist was in Girl or Lady in the Water.
Oh, well, they were living... Oh, yeah.
Was there a twist?
I don't know.
There had to be. There always is.
The monster... It was a cat thing that lived in the pool, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
no,
remember
no.
much about that movie at all.
Just like, no, it was bad.
Yeah.
You're like, I sat through it somehow. Oh, yeah. The Village definitely had the worst twist. No, it's still the modern age.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they're like, what are we going to do about this guy? Because he accidentally killed someone and he's handicapped. And what a moral quandary. And it's like, oh, he fell in a hole and died. Oh, nice.
Cool.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, we're good.
Problem solved.
Oh, with The Happening, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the weather.
Yeah,
trying
right.
to kill us.
Yeah.
Ugh, all right.
Yeah, I think if Marky Mark had been there during The Happening, he would have stopped it.
Totally.
Just like he would have stopped 9/11. He would have been on that plane, dude. Put those terrorists in a headlock, man. Take them out.
He would have been great.
Take them out Boston style. That's what he would have done.
Definitely. Just like he blinded that man.
Yeah, he would have beat him like he was an old Vietnamese man.
Oh, the blinded man.
Let's see. Yeah, the other thing that came out this week that I was very excited about and still am, Lazarus Risen. Lazarus
oh, yeah,
is
Lazarus
back.
Is finally back.
They're doing their quarterly, double-sized issue quarterly mm-hmm. Format now, which that was the only thing I didn't like about this book. This is like a story and a world that I absolutely love, and I'm a little bit frustrated with this format that they've decided to go with because mm-hmm. while I was it's great to have Lazarus back. It was a good first issue, but it's concentrating so much on like the internal politics of each organization that this whole first issue, I was just like, what the fuck is anyone talking about? Because it's been 6 months or a year. Since
isn't
I read
a prequel
the last
or
arc.
Something?
Yeah, and the timeline's all over the place,
yeah.
too. So it's, yeah, it's like, I wish they would just pick back up with
where they
the original
off,
timeline
right? yeah.
and just keep telling the story.
Yeah.
But instead, they've gone with the X plus 66 prequel and now this taking place in between X plus 66 and the events of the previous three trade storyline. I think
really
is what's going
confusing.
On.
That's really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not reading that.
Yeah, and I mean,
point.
It's still so good. Like, you still, I read this issue and I still, like, recognize all the cool things that I like about Lazarus and the world that they've created. But it was just so confusing trying to read this after a 6 month layoff and just remembering all the characters' names and stuff. And now knowing that having read this one, it's 3 months until the next one. It's like, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Rucka is doing that new series, mm-hmm. the Lois Lane,
right.
Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane. I wonder if they're still going to call it that, first of all. I know they're calling Jimmy Olsen. They're doing Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
So, but I think people will get real mad if they do the girlfriend thing.
Yeah, Superman's partner. Superman's domestic partner, Lois Lane.
Oh my God, if they called it that, I would love it. Superman's wife. Superman.
Yeah.
Aren't they? They're married now.
Well, they
can't
were.
Even
they
call
had a
it.
Kid, yeah.
Yeah, they had a kid.
Superman's baby mama, Lois Lane. That's what they should
do. That's it. That's perfect.
Do it like sitcom style.
Yeah.
She's always mad at Superman for flying off to save the world.
They have to do like the old style covers too.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Like the silly Superman?
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
But Greg Rucka is writing that.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's why. He's not really like the Remender type where he can write like six books at
yeah,
once.
Yeah, true.
So I'm pretty sure that's why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Quarterly.
All right. That's frustrating for me because Lazarus is probably my favorite of Greg Rucka's work overall.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. Just give me a good monthly format or
maybe Lois Lane will become your favorite.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. I like him as like a crime writer. And,
yeah.
I guess maybe if the Lois Lane is that she's an investigative journalist and it's kind of like along the lines of that.
That would be cool.
So sort of like a procedural investigative journalism thing.
I
could
doubt
see that
it will be.
Good.
But it could be.
Yeah.
If he does, if he did flip it that way, that would be awesome. And instead of doing like the crazy Elseworld stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know that's what Jimmy Olsen is kind of going to be.
Yeah.
But I already saw the Jimmy Olsen. Jimmy Olsen is going to be Matt Fraction and Steve Lieber.
Sweet.
And we are going to talk to Steve Lieber about it. He showed me all of the pages and
Ooh.
It looks absolutely amazing.
Excellent.
So yeah, look forward to those. We'll talk to those guys at some point about those comics, guys.
Yeah.
Until then, enjoy Lazarus Risen.
Yeah. Wait until the summer when the second issue comes out.
God.
And they've said this is going to be the final arc, too, I think.
Really?
No. Oh, no. You know, I'm thinking of the other book that I love that takes forever to come out, Black Monday Murders.
Oh, yeah,
so
that is
going to
be
officially
the final arc.
Gonna be.
Yeah.
Although
so
I don't
comes out
see
in April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Lazarus, if they're going with double issues quarterly, it seems like things are kind of grinding to a halt. It's
yeah.
like maybe they're going to put this one on the back burner
yeah.
after this storyline is over, which is a real bummer. But yeah, we still haven't gotten to see what the Japanese family Lazarus, who's in the full body wheelchair, can do.
Like,
I'm excited about that. And if they don't show that, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to write Greg Rucka a series
God damn
of angry
it, Rucka.
Emails.
He has to finish Black Magic, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Ugh. So I'm still on this ride of Age of X-Men.
Oh, did you read Next Gen 2?
Sure did.
I picked it up, but I didn't read it yet, because I did kind of like the first one.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, so it's fine. I don't know what's happening still. Mm-hmm. I don't know when we're going to get out of this world. It even says in this issue that this is a fake world. They finally say that. And I'm like, oh, they tell me it has no consequences.
Yeah.
So if we remembered from last issue, Glob was attacking... what's her name? Armor.
Yep.
And we thought he was a bad guy. It turns out he's actually a good guy.
Yeah, he was trying to protect
her. He's trying to protect her. And
covering
tell her
in a protective film.
Yeah, a protective film of Glob.
Yeah.
it's actually his wax. That's what it is. So he's basically no one can hear them like when they're talking about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't. I did read the first half of that and I couldn't figure out what was happening there because I'm not all that familiar with Glob's powers.
Yeah. So he puts it over her, and then they can, like, chat about what's going on.
Okay.
And basically he's figured out that they're, like, in a different world than, like, the old X-Men are. Okay. And that all this crazy stuff is happening, that they're, like, mind wiping them whenever they, like, figure out, like, something that's, you know, has happened in the real world or in the world that they're in. And she doesn't believe him at first. She's like, you're crazy. Like, you're, like, he's been writing all of it down, like, whenever something weird has happened.
Yeah.
It's like his fan fiction book. So he's, like, basically figured out all of this, like, plot that's happened.
Okay.
And she doesn't believe him at first. So it was like kind of, it's kind of like frustrating at the same time because you're like, so nothing has happened entire Age of X-Men series.
Yeah.
There's no consequences.
And it's like there are like, what, five different Age of X-Men books right now? Mm-hmm. And it seems like a sort of a waste of energy and effort and the creative efforts of the talented people that they have working at Marvel for them to do something like this.
The coolest part of this whole thing, I guess... Like, you know, she finally believes him and they like go on and there's like a group of the X-Men that we've talked about it for that like keep remembering. And so they keep falling back into the same groups.
Okay.
And they're like the resistance groups against whoever the X-Men people are.
Oh, yeah. And Apocalypse still has his people together.
Yeah. And that's who these people are. The resistance groups. Okay. And they're following Ebnon. Or in Sabnior, Apocalypse, because they know something is wrong with this world.
Huh,
and these are the people who keep getting arrested and keep getting their mind wiped over and over and over.
I see.
So that's basically where you are at the end of the series. I don't know how this is going to affect like the regular books at all.
Yeah.
And
if you know that it's all just happening in an alternate reality, it's like there are no stakes anymore.
Exactly.
So, like, who cares?
Right.
Why would you pay attention?
Yeah. And that's my problem. And so, I got Uncanny, too. And I was like, I hadn't read Uncanny in a little bit. I really don't like LaRocca's art in it, too,
either. Yeah, he's usually pretty good.
Yeah, he's usually okay. But usually he's okay drawing, like... X or like the Star Wars characters, and it's because he's drawing them from reference.
Oh yeah,
and
okay.
Here he's not drawing anybody from reference. It just looks really flat.
He has to make up his own faces.
Yeah, he's making up his own faces.
I see.
And so they're not in the Age of X-Men here, right?
I don't think so. I think that's the main continuity as far as I know.
Yeah, I just don't. So what's happening? Why is there this whole giant plot going on, and they're not following in the same book? I don't know.
And, like, do we have to read every single Age of X title to know what's happening in the universe?
Sure like, feels that way.
Seems like not that much fun. It's like you got a lot of homework now.
Yeah. And then there's these giant Hickman ads.
Yeah.
In every single Marvel book this week.
Yeah, and it just says Hickman in, like, a typewriter font. Yeah. So you know it's literary and official.
It says Hickman, July 2019. And what's really funny is they're saying that... But they're not giving up, like, what he's doing.
Oh, God.
But then it says on every single Marvel site, House of X, Powers of X, July 2019. So you know that's what he's doing.
Yeah, put the clues together.
Yeah. Like, we can't put that to one and what two.
And so he's going to do it. It's going to be Hickman writing X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, 40 dudes and one female character. And, every issue is 2.5 months late.
And exactly. Just like House of... Or not House of Secret Wars.
Yeah. Every time he's done a project like that, and his S.H.I.E.L.D. 5-issue miniseries was like that too. And it's
right.
Like, he's a fantastic writer. He's a genius. Yeah. But like, he's not consistent.
No.
Or time-wise, he's not consistent. Mm-hmm. And he really will like blow it in some specific areas. Like Manhattan Projects was awesome, aside from the fact that there was like zero female representation in it.
Right.
And the whole time I was reading, I was like, man, it'd be cool if like, well, I guess Laika the dog was the one female character.
Oh, God.
And like in S.H.I.E.L.D. it was the same way. There was just a lady who was made of light for some reason and maybe didn't even have a name.
I don't think so.
Heck, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, Black Monday Murders has been his most... Mm-hmm. Powerful female characters.
Yeah. Black Monday Murders and East of West are both good on that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, East of West, I guess, has more. Yeah, and Black Monday Murders for sure.
Yeah.
The two most powerful female characters in that book.
Yeah, totally. But man, yeah, Manhattan Project, the whole time I was reading it, I was like, it'd be so tight if Marie Curie or someone would be, or Eleanor Roosevelt
yeah.
or someone would be introduced.
Right.
And just never happened.
Never
they
happened.
Went into outer space instead. Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah. At least in Marvel, he has a lot more to choose from.
Yeah, true.
But then I was thinking about Secret Wars, and I was like, was there anybody?
I guess Black Widow had kind of a major.
Yeah, she had a more of a role. And then I was like thinking about another Lady of Light.
Yeah.
Like he had Cloak and Dagger, but she just like lit up the city.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah.
I don't even think that was her part.
Yeah.
His part. I think somebody else wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that like Daredevil side yeah. series.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's cool. I hope it's real good.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know if he's going to single-handedly save
yeah.
Marvel, since everyone else is going to DC this year.
Yeah. And I think Hickman's really at his best when he gets to make up his own characters and, like, his creator-owned stuff.
Yeah.
And when
I
he
agree.
Has to work within someone else's framework, it's
yeah.
not as, you know, I don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
It's still pretty good, but.
Yeah, I definitely liked Secret Wars when it,
yeah.
when it came out.
That's one of those, like,
yeah,
I don't know if I'll ever go back and reread it, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, because we were talking about before, like, no stakes. Like, none of that really made a difference.
No. Fantastic Four went away, then they came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well.
I guess we'll wait until July.
Yeah, we'll
wait
until July
to
get another X-Men super series. Unlike this one, which does not matter. Do not care. Ugh. All right, do you want to take a quick break, and then
yeah.
we'll come back with some news?
Let's do it.
All right.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at Escapist Comics, or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at Jesse the Head.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at Violet's Victory or on Instagram at Jessa Rossi.
Hey, we're back.
We're back with some news. In case you're really bored and you have a good social media presence,
yeah.
We just found out that you can get paid to watch the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe before Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
CableTV.com has posted an ad seeking one fan with the Hulk-like strength and Captain America-like endurance and determination to watch and live tweet the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe leading up to the release of the Avengers Endgame. I don't know if we could do it.
Yeah, because how many movies are we talking about? 20?
21.
21 movies, and you have to do them all at once, or can you break it up into two?
I don't know. I think you have to, like,
no,
you have to live tweet the whole thing. Whew. So I think it has to be all in a row.
Yeah.
So like wear a diaper.
Yeah, 48 hours. Yeah, like that astronaut lady that drove to beat up somebody or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dipe up, get some Gatorade.
Yeah, get some Gatorade, some popcorn.
Yeah, order some pizzas.
Some jerky. Mm-hmm. Get your game face on and just do it. I think I could do it. I think I could.
Case of Monster Energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
You're not
going to
be
caffeine.
Sleeping for 48 hours. Yeah.
Speed.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah. Just get all tooted up and just sit on a couch for 40 hours. Sounds like an awesome time.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
I wonder what they mean. They're probably, yeah. Who are they going to pick for that? I wonder what they mean by, like, good social media
presence.
More than 10,000 followers or something.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's not fair, though. Like, it's only $1,000. If you have like more than 10,000 followers,
yeah.
like, do you really want to do that? Like,
yeah.
that's lame.
It's $1,000. What's
yeah.
that? Like $5 per movie or something?
Yeah, fuck that.
That's not great.
No, that's terrible.
They should at least pay you the price of one movie ticket per movie mm-hmm, as like a lump sum at the end. So like,
and like the federal minimum wage. We know that's terrible.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. No, I bet it is. I mean, work 48 hours straight for $1,000. Would that be
yeah.
48? 1,000 divided by 48.
I don't know, a calculator. We're like, we don't know math.
Yeah. So that's slightly above minimum wage, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know.
I mean, if it was like our minimum wage, it'd definitely be.
Yeah.
Like, plus overtime.
Yeah, $20 an hour.
Yeah,
that's before
hour.
Taxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
But if you have a huge social media following like that, you're probably getting, like, sponsored posts and stuff.
Exactly.
Pay way more.
Yeah. So, not a good deal, CableTV.com.
Yeah, you know Marvel has the advertising budget, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're showing Avengers Endgame ads nonstop during the NCAA basketball tournament.
And, like, the Super
millions
Bowl.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
yeah.
definitely.
Give somebody $10,000 for that. Come on.
$5,000 even.
Yeah.
Would be better. A little bit better.
Yeah, because after tax, that's only like $500.
Yeah, fuck that.
Sucks. Well, somebody, hey, good luck.
Good luck, guys. If you want to do it, you could try. We just gave you all the info. Have fun.
Yeah.
Also, the news, Mouse Guard apparently is becoming a movie.
Okay.
We might have reported on this before, but I guess it's moving forward.
I'll watch that.
Yeah. Idris Elba is in talks to play the title role.
Yeah.
What was this character's name? Sela Nwe.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Is it going to be like CGI or is it going to be him in like a Chuck E. Cheese style suit?
I would love to see that.
Like a sports mascot.
It's like an animatronic, like, yeah. Mouth instead of really spooky looking. Scare all the children. No, I think it's going to be stop motion.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like Fantastic Mr. Fox or like the Isle of Dogs movie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe motion capture?
Motion capture? Yeah, that's where they film people doing the stuff and then build the
digital
characters
models
around them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stop motion would be better.
I hope they don't try to make the mice handsome. That would be disturbing.
It like, looks like
very
Idris Elba.
Sexy mouse, yeah.
An Idris Elba mouse.
Just with Mickey Mouse ears on.
Yeah. That might be good.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Andy Serkis is supposed to play the film's villain.
Okay.
He's like the motion capture man.
He is, yeah.
Doesn't he play like every ape in Planet
all
the
apes. Yeah.
Like every single one.
He was himself in, what was that, the other Avengers one where he was the bad guy with the metal arm?
Oh, Age of Ultron?
Yes,
yeah.
Where he was not a creature or anything. He was the guy with a weird face.
Oh, wait, no, he was in, he was in Black Panther.
There you go. Yeah, because he was stealing vibranium. Yeah.
Kane.
Yeah, one of those bad guys.
I don't know.
He's
a bad guy. Claw. It was Claw.
Okay.
Yeah. Clar.
Clarence. Clarence. Clay Thompson.
Clar actually is a bad guy in the Marvel books. Yeah. You just make noises and you come up with bad guys.
Yeah.
Remember, that's what they used to do in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Clar. Hey, that was a new name.
Stuff used to be so much easier.
I know.
Everything used to be not very good.
Yep. director Matt Reeves, who also worked on War of Planet of the Apes, or he was a director in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And he was also supposed to direct Batman, but now I don't think he's doing that. Or maybe he is.
The new one without Ben Affleck?
Without Ben Affleck.
With Mystery Batman?
Mystery Batman, hopefully John Hamm.
That'd be tight.
Yeah. I post every day about it.
Yeah, John Hamm could do it. Oscar Isaac could do it, but he squashed the rumor. He said he wasn't going to.
Oscar Isaac? He's too little.
Is he?
I heard Robert Pattinson still.
He looks like a small boy, though.
He's like a small boy. It's so weird. He'll be the sparkly Batman. Poor Robert Pattinson. He's never going to get roles again.
Yeah.
What else? There's lots of stuff.
Yeah, we got Stranger Things 3.
Oh, Stranger Things 3.
There's a trailer 3.
Yep, there's a trailer.
It's pretty cool. The Demogorgon's even scarier.
Were they in the 80s before? Or this is now the 80s. There was
70s,
right?
Officially, no, I think it was always in the 80s. I think it was early 80s, and now it's getting into late 80s.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're all growing up and getting real awkward looking.
Yeah,
some
they
them,
are.
Which
Dustin
I kind of like.
Still looks the same, though.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason,
Mike's
he doesn't get
tall.
Any older. Yeah, Mike's definitely getting tall.
Mike's
He's looking
real tall.
Different. The ladies are getting real tall, too. Mm-hmm.
That's right, because girls grow faster.
They
than
do
boys,
grow faster,
too.
So they definitely look a lot older and weird. but the kids, I thought they were gonna. You know how some kids just like shoot up like Carl,
yeah,
and Walking Dead, which is why they killed him.
Yeah, he got real.
Spoiler
weird
alert!
So you get
Sorry.
Real gangly.
Yeah,
like
real.
Your
yeah.
limbs are too long and your head's too small.
Yeah, but these kids actually are looking okay.
Yeah,
they're not
they
looking,
do. Fortunately,
yeah, they're not looking too old yet. But yeah, they're going to the mall in the preview. There's a new scary looking. Monster that they're going to have to face. I like the music.
Yeah. Eleven's got her hair grown out. That's good.
Oh, yeah. She looks so weird with hair.
Yeah, she's getting hit on by Drake. Drake's hanging out at the mall, hitting on the middle school students.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah, the rapper.
He's in it?
No, in real life.
Oh!
Yeah,
he's
trying to groom her. R. Kelly style.
Shit.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
Ew.
Real bad. Real
That's
bad.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, Drake sucks, man.
Oh, man.
Not only does his music suck, he sucks as a person.
I always thought he sucked.
Me too.
I mean, ever since Degrassi High.
Yeah. When I found out that he was becoming a rapper, I was like, there's no way this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
And then it
too.
Absolutely isn't.
No.
He's very popular.
He's very popular. And I was like, he was the wheelchair kid in Degrassi. He was
wheelchair
never
Jimmy.
Cool. Yeah, wheelchair Jimmy. I love Degrassi, though. Terrible show.
One of those that I never watched.
It's not
good.
I never
got into like, I never got into very many like teen dramas. Like I was always either like a comedy or action person.
It's just a good drama to get high and then make fun of.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a good thing to watch seriously
like
ever.
Sweet Valley High,
yes!
But more serious.
Oh, Sweet Valley High. I want more of that. There's the twin Jessicas.
Yeah, that was wild, man.
They definitely can't make that anymore. Not okay.
Yeah.
They're finally making the Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
Supposedly. And I know this guy Noah Centineo is not a Jonas brother, but he sure looks like
one. He doesn't look like Prince Adam at all, though.
No. Like, who is this guy?
He's going to have to do a bunch of steroids.
A bunch of steroids.
Tom Hardy style and get super
jacked. Bleach his hair.
Yeah.
He is not the He-Man I know.
And I wonder what they're going to do. Is it going to be like the 80s Masters of the Universe, which was great for its super weirdness?
Were they like, are in modern times?
Yeah, he gets transported.
From modern times.
He warps into a video store somehow?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like
not
power,
good.
Yeah,
and
power
he,
surge?
They were supposed to dub Dolph Lundgren's voice.
Oh, really?
In that movie originally.
Huh.
And then they ran out of money.
Oh.
And so they just kept it.
Wow.
And it's so bad.
Yeah.
Because he's not a good actor. Poor Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, he can play himself in things. Like, he's good as Ivan Drago, because that's just kind of who he is.
Right. But he's not good as He-Man.
Yeah, when he has to, he was not a good He-Man, was not a particularly good Frank Castle.
No. They might want to dub his voice for that one, too. I'm not so sure about this Noah Centineo.
Yeah.
He also looks really young for He-Man. But
Maybe I guess He-Man first discovers his powers in his like early 20s, maybe.
Maybe they're going to do the thing where they did in the cartoon where he's like got the alter ego.
Oh, Prince Adam?
Prince Adam.
Yeah. That's really funny because he looks it. I mean, it's the classic like comic book thing where the two, like the Clark Kent Superman thing where they look exactly the same. It's not a very good
identity. He's just wearing a
pink
shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody, when he's wearing his pink shirt, they're like, oh, look at this softie. And it's like, no, he's still super jacked.
Gigantic. Like,
you can tell.
He still has a Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
A very
thing.
Distinctive bob.
It's
a weird hairstyle for a medieval guy.
It is. Do you think they'll keep the medieval hairstyle?
I hope so.
Yeah. I love it.
I hope he has the Mary J. Blige bob that rules.
Maybe they should just get Mary J. Blige to play.
That'd be good. She's on that other show, though.
No, oh, wait. With Empire?
No, Umbrella Academy. She's in Umbrella Academy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You didn't get there yet?
I'm not there yet.
Oh.
I haven't watched it all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's really
she's
good,
it.
Too.
Now I feel really bad for saying Empire.
Yeah, she's on that. She's on Martin. Which other of those kind of shows?
Oh man. Okay, moving on. So they're also, speaking of weird shows and movies they're making, Marvel is making The Internals.
Oh, why?
I think they believe because Guardians was such a hit,
That
they're going to also take another really weird comic and make that a hit.
Yeah.
So they're taking Jack Kirby's really fucking weird Marvel comic, The Internals, and driving that to the market.
Hmm, interesting. Did they say if it's going to be a movie or a series?
It's going to be a movie.
Because I guess like with the Umbrella Academy was so well received, and like sort of alternate takes on the superhero genre seem to be, you know, things that people like.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be like a weirdo.
Well, what's funny about the Eternals is this character also looks just like He-Man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And it's a really weird, not the best comic.
Yeah.
I mean, but Guardians wasn't good either, really. And they made
that
into a really cool movie. So as long as they get a good scriptwriter, I think it could be fine.
Were the Eternals, they were like space people?
Oh, yeah.
What was their thing?
Yeah, they're like 1,000-year-old space people.
Okay.
I haven't read a lot of it. I've read like the first couple issues, but it's kind of like New Gods and the Asgardians like mixed together.
And do they all have different weird powers or are they all just the standard?
No, they have different weird powers. They mix them with the Inhumans at one point,
right.
Which is why I think they have like a big Inhumans thing on here. But as long as they don't actually make it like the Inhumans show.
That show died a horrible death.
Oh. Well, hopefully they can bring the Inhumans back. And they might actually even be able to do that with this movie, too.
Sure. Yeah, because they are cool characters. I would love to see, Karnak and Black Bolt running around.
Yeah,
and
Medusa.
Do a good version of Medusa.
Oh, please do that.
Without a weird silky wig.
Oh, God, I fucking hate that wig so much. Dime store fucking
that was
wig.
Bad.
Ugh. Yeah, so maybe they'll be able to bring them back in this, or even in Captain Marvel. I mean, because they, you know, fought the Kree in there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Inhumans' background as well. So we can only hope that they're going to save them with one of these things. So that's a weird thing that's happening.
All right,
in
Marvel
world. Yeah.
Whatever, man.
We also watched Brightburn.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Breitbart.
Right.
Preview trailer.
Not an alt-right white supremacy movie.
No.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of, yeah.
Seems like James Gunn wouldn't direct something like that.
No, he's all, oh, James Gunn is also back on Guardians Volume
Which
3
is awesome.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's good news. That was
it
a guy.
Is good news. So he's going to be doing this Superman kind of take.
Yeah, it's like, what if Superman was bad?
Right, yeah. I guess his name is not Clark. I first watched this trailer and I lost my mind because I didn't know that it was like had nothing to do with Superman. Mm. I thought it was like, oh, they just fucking stole this. They stole this plot.
Yeah, like a family in rural Kansas in a town called Brightburn have a son who has some powers.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they're like, don't you know who his mom is? Like, maybe his mom was the most evil supervillain or something. And
perhaps,
they
yeah.
tried to take him away as a baby and raise him with a nice family to see if he would turn out nice.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's probably not gonna.
No. He starts drawing, like, weird symbols, kind of like Clark does. Mm-hmm. But his weird symbols maybe make him crazy. I'm not sure. But he definitely has all the same powers as Superman, it looks like. He has his laser vision. He has super strength. He flies.
Did they kind of? It looked like they kind of were implying that he has like psychic stuff too. Like he can maybe move stuff with his mind a little bit.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think he just has all the classic Superman powers from what I read.
A weird mishmash of superpower. Like they were filling in a Mad Lib.
Yeah.
Like his eyes are lasers.
Yeah.
And he blows his breath real hard.
Yeah.
And he can make stuff freeze. He could do that.
Yeah. And it's written, produced, directed all by the Gunn brothers.
Yeah, there's three of them.
I didn't even know there was three of them. I swear in Hollywood, they just multiply these guys.
Yeah.
Where are some other famous brothers?
The Wahlbergs.
I said famous.
Well, Marky Mark and Donald.
Donnie?
Marcus and Donald Wahlberg. They're pretty famous, right? The Francos.
The Francos, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three of them are actors? No, just two of them.
Is Dave Franco now the more respected Franco?
Maybe.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just married somebody, too.
Oh.
I don't remember
who. He's the only one who keeps his eyes open all the time, unlike his brother James. He's all squinty always.
And apparently doesn't harass women.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Bad poetry.
Which bad poetry. Aww.
Pretends to go to college. No, I'm taking classes. Like, yeah, right, Doug.
Sure.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. At Harvard.
You gave him a bunch of money so you could hang out.
Exactly. No, just like Becky.
Yeah, Natalie
Becky
Portman, too.
Natalie Portman, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now they're paying for their children to go to college and UCLA.
Yeah,
all
Lori
those celebrities.
Laughlin,
yeah, Lori Loughlin and another celebrity. I wish we had money.
You know, your kid could just get into Arizona State and go there and have a good time.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to pay them to go to Yale.
The thing that bothered me the most about that scandal is that, like, it's like an age-old tradition of people donating millions and millions of dollars to universities to get their kids. And, like, Jared Kushner's dad just gave Harvard $2.5 million. But that money, like, at least that kind of bribery, like, makes its way, theoretically, to the faculty and students. Like, some of that money is used to pay salaries and, like, you buy a library that everyone uses. But these people were just, like, directly making, like, much smaller direct payoffs to test takers. So it's like you're rich and cheap at the same time.
Exactly.
And that's a fucking horrible combination
of things. Yeah. Like, we know Donald Trump is not smart at all, but they did. His father paid millions of dollars. He went to Yale, right? I think.
Was the University of Pennsylvania or the Penn Business School, Wharton School of Business?
Oh,
that's what he brags about.
He brags about that. Yeah, really.
And Trump is also a guy who's rich but cheap, like buying fast food for people that come to visit him instead of just like getting the chef's
proud
in his hotel.
That. He's proud
he's
of that.
Stupid
though.
And cheap and shitty, but also very rich, and that's kind of all that matters. But not that rich.
Like, he's proud of that business school he went to.
Yeah, Wharton. Yeah, it's supposed to be a good one.
Is it?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know anything about business school.
Yeah.
I guess I'm dumb, too.
Well, business school is fake. It's a
fake
type
of
school that you can get. It's a fake education.
I'm businessy.
Yeah.
I ride on a yacht.
That's why there's a little joke about like the business school and like the business building and the economics building being on opposite ends of campus. because one of them is where you like you learn how the actual things work, and the other one is where you learn a bunch of bullshit.
This is where you learn to suck up to people.
Yeah. And they don't want an economics student wandering into a business class and being like, this is wrong and stupid. And they also don't want a business student wandering into an economics class and getting all confused. So they keep them separate.
That's smart. we watched a couple more trailers, guys, and then we'll have to wrap it up. Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is coming out in July.
Yeah, the new Tarantino movie.
New Tarantino with Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. and Margot Robbie.
Yep.
She's in everything. Yeah. She's literally in everything now. She is, who is she the new? She is the new, I was going to say Claire Danes. I don't know why.
Sandra Bullock, maybe?
I guess. No, she's like way hotter, though. Like,
that's true.
Hot. She's hot. Like Sandra Bullock was like the good girl, and Margot Robbie's like
that's true.
The hot girl.
Curious,
<That's> terrible.
It's like a movie about like the Hollywood in the 70s.
Yes,
and mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bruce Lee. They have like a Bruce Lee scene, which is really cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
looking forward to seeing how Quentin Tarantino works himself into this, where he has a cameo where he says the N-word.
Oh, and, shit.
Some long shots of Margot Robbie's feet. Looking forward to that also.
Oh yeah, he's a feet.
The Quentin Tarantino classic.
Yeah, there's that. I was kind of wondering, like, after the whole scandal with Quentin Tarantino and all of that, like, how this was going to play out.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's really receiving this very well so far.
Yeah, I think if you're already, like, a lunatic,
like,
you get over scandals a lot more quickly. Because, like, yeah, of course he's crazy. Like, like when Charlie Sheen, it's like, yeah, dude, of course. But whereas with James Gunn, he was, like, sort of known as, like, almost, like, a socially conscious, like, you know, smart, thoughtful guy. So when it was like, oh, he made these shitty tweets, everybody was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unexpected.
When was that, like, Uma Thurman was like, oh, he was a fucking maniac and he made me do all these things. And they're like, well, yeah, he's a fucking psycho director.
Like, who's the guy that did The Shining, the director, and he was so shitty to Shelley Duvall, but everyone was like, yeah, whatever. That's just how he works.
Oh, my God. Kubrick. No. Yeah, it is Kubrick.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what? Put me on the spot. One of the best directors ever.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, he was crazy too. They're all crazy
at
that point, at that
be.
Artistic level.
Yeah.
It doesn't make an excuse for them, really.
And being that famous also makes you crazy.
I'm sure.
Like, did you see what Barbara Streisand just said about celebrity news?
Oh, no.
Barbara Streisand, who has two dogs who are both clones of her previous dog that died. She has a mall in her basement so that she can go shopping and just buy things she already owns at a fake mall that's in the basement of her house.
What?
And she also just said that, like, you know, the Michael Jackson thing was not so bad because those kids were excited to be there. And look at them now. They're grown up and they're married. He didn't kill them. So, you know. Basically saying, like, listen, all he does is have sex with those kids. He didn't murder them, so what's the big deal? You know?
Oh, my God.
It was worth it, and he's my friend. That's, is an insane take.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Babs. Babs is canceled. Get in your basement mall.
Take your two
weird clone dogs and get in your basement mall.
Oh, I can clone my dog.
But, I mean, I think you separate yourself from society and from our shared reality that much.
Yeah,
and
you're bound to be
insane.
Millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. You don't understand reality anymore.
And you really can't go out in public without being harassed. So
no,
it's like kind of its own form of like imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And you go crazy, just like people in solitary confinement.
No, for sure. A mall in her basement?
Yeah, it's insane.
But she buys things like from herself?
Yeah, it's like an indoor shopping mall. There are pictures of it. It's very weird.
So fucking
it's like kind of like a rustic, like alpine. Like it looks kind of like the village from Beauty and the Beast, in like that with like wood shingled roofs on the little stores
so
and
it's
stuff.
Like a Disney.
It's like
thing.
An olden time.
Yeah.
Mall. Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Which you know, and she's defending a guy who had a theme park at his house.
I mean, so of course, like, that's only natural.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy celebrity news. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. So Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
You know.
Not so bad in that respect, I guess. All right. Well, I'm still going to see that movie. also, really quick before we go, in recommendations from Maggie, Sharky Malarkey, Sketch Shark Collection by Megan Nicole Dong. I also recommend it. It has hilarious shark cartoons. Which we all know I love sharks, plus other weird cartoons of sharks dancing and doing very strange things.
Yeah.
Like sticking out shark butts. It's really funny.
Oh, and we're also getting a new small press edition from current and former and sometimes current employee Nick Fox, who's putting his book Mind Reaper
in
the store pretty soon.
It's great.
Like
I've already read
sci-fi
it.
Sci-fi space adventure.
Yeah, he gave it to me before Emerald City, and it's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and we have new pins in from Will Scoville's partner,
Jen Oakes.
And they're awesome enamel pins, and we have stickers, so come buy those at the store.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think so. I think we covered everything. That's enough for a week.
Okay, cool. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.